No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. We got a full crew for Just Plane Radio today because we are out and about. And we came to this event together in Tampa, did we not, Ed?
Yes, we did, and we actually flew here, so there will be pictures on the Facebook page of Greg at the controls of an airplane.
That's right. Keith, who was the pilot in command?
That would be me.
But I was actually flying the plane at some point, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Greg, your co-pilot, took these two guys' lives in the palm of his hands and got them here to the AOPA fly-in in Tampa. It was quite an experience. And have you, has your heartbeat lowered yet, Ed, or what?
My heartbeat was never the problem. It was my stomach.
There was that. But we'll cover that a little bit later on. We'll tell you what we flew and all that kind of thing. But we got to start this show off right because we have Tom Haynes from AOPA. It's the big event here in Tampa this weekend. This is the big fly-in that you guys have been doing. This is like the Super Bowl of fly-ins for the year, right?
This is it. Yep. This is the finals of the finals. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. So you expect how many airplanes in this weekend? What do you think?
We'll probably have around 500 airplanes coming into Peter Knight Airport.
Will that set a record for one of these?
That won't set a record, but it's still a really healthy number, and we're glad to have it. And actually, this is a little bit of a tight airport for us. So if we get many more than 500, we'll maybe have to send them over to Tampa Executive, where you guys parked.
Yes, we flew in on to a different airport because we're going to fly out at night. They closed the airport down a little early. It didn't work out with our schedule because we want to do a night flight back, or I want to fly back at night. Right, Ed?
Yes.
Yes, and you know, I didn't make him puke on the way here. I figure on the way back, I'll increase those odds slightly. What do you think, Keith?
Well, for Ed, that's probably a pretty good odds, but for me, no.
Yeah, there's nothing I could do. Despite you know, my best efforts of flying an airplane, I can't make you blow, huh?
Not me, no.
Okay, but just the fact of talking about it will trigger Ed, right?
No, if you started, I would have to follow.
It's like a chain reaction.
Yes.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
However, being Halloween, I might try just so that I could get Ed going.
Yes. Well, true. Yeah, they might have some Halloween candy here at some of the vendors they're handing out. We can load up on that, maybe find, you know, a fried Twinkie right, or something. I don't know. They got food and everything here, right, Tom?
We got lots of food, but I think Ed's already got a little bit of sweat coming up there on his brow just in anticipation, I think, of riding back with you.
So. Yes, well, as anybody would who, you know, is alive and breathing. But that is, once again, another thing. This is a cool thing. I got to say, we went to the first one? Was that
the first year? It wasn't the very first one. It was St. Simon's Island.
Yeah, and I got to say, just from what we've seen so far, this is way bigger than that one.
Yeah, we've definitely grown. This is our fourth year of doing these shows, and we have grown year over year. It was like 15% the first year, 30% the second year, and something more than that, way more than that this year. So we're running now 5,000-6,000 people at every one of our fly-ins, and so they're doing very well. Members really like them. Pilots come from all over, fly-in, drive-in, that sort of thing, and got a great show here at Tampa. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, and you know, I can see there's just a lot more to see, to walk around the exhibit. They got an exhibit show floor in one of the hangars that, I mean, you could take an hour in there going around to the different booths and picking up the free cookies and pens and everything else are handed out. You know what I mean?
You could, but they would prefer that you buy things.
Oh, well, we'll do that too. But I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff that you can look into. And the cookies are pretty sweet. I got to say, they're handing out all kinds of good stuff.
When Greg says we will too, he's talking about maybe me or Keith.
Keith's the one with the credit card. So,
oh, okay.
And you know, we're going to get him liquored up and slip it out of his pocket and go home with a new plane if things go as planned. But you can come here and buy a plane. You can brush up on your skills. You got like rusty pilot seminars and things like that going on. What's the big highlight this weekend, you figure?
Well, we've got the exhibit hall. We've got static display. We've got 60-some airplanes on display here, mostly new airplanes, some used airplanes, some classic airplanes, a Waco. Which is an open cockpit biplane on amphibious.
Oh, wait, Keith just looked at me. He said Waco, not Wacko. Just so we're clear.
Spelled the same.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so what's a WACO for people not familiar with that term, unlike myself?
In other words, Greg.
Yeah, well, WACO, from Waco. no, they're from Michigan, actually. But it's a classic biplane, so two wings, one above the other. Open cockpit, so we are not enclosed when you're out flying this thing. It's normally a tailwheel airplane with a big radial engine out front, designed in the 20s to, 30s, and built during that time frame. But there's a company in Michigan that continues to build them, and they're brand-new airplanes, built just like they were back in the 30s. Except the avionics in them. They tend to put more modern cockpits in them. But other than that, it's pretty much what you saw in the 30s.
Now, are they doing rides?
Well, there is a WACO here that is doing rides, but the one on amphibious floats is here on display. And so they're not really doing rides with that one. But it's pretty unusual to see a big gangly biplane like that up on amphibious floats. And this is a brand new product that they're bringing out. And trying to see what the market interest is on an airplane like that.
So I like it. Practical. You know, I want to go out on the water with a plane because I'm a diver. You know, I'm working towards that. It's been a few years, but I am going to get there eventually. But I might have to take a look at that. I mean, my ideal airplane has been a Grand Caravan on floats, so I could fly down to the Caribbean, jump off of it, dive to my heart's content. This might do the trick, too, and look a little bit more stylish, maybe.
Well, this would certainly grab attention on the ramp or the dock. But there's Icon is here. You know, they've got a little flight school operating out of here. They're an amphibious light sport airplane. So they're giving rides, actually. So you could.
They are. The Icon's giving rides. Now, we saw that at the airport that we flew into. That's where they're doing their school? Or is it here at this airport?
No, it's here.
Oh, it's here.
Yeah, there's a seaplane base. Right over here.
Yeah. So they're actually doing flights of the Icon here at the fly-in this weekend.
They sure are, and they've got several more on display. So
let's go. Can we do that? What do you think? What do you think, Keith?
Let's go do it. I'm ready.
Well, what's the rule? What are you going to do? Just go up there and sneak into it when they're not looking kind of deal, or what, Tom?
Well, you could try that. You may just walk up and say, can I have a ride? And that might accomplish the same thing. The more gold change you have or a really fat wallet probably would get their attention even more.
I got you. Okay. So we got to bling up a little bit.
So you have no chance.
Well, hey, I'll let Keith walk in front of me. You know what I'm saying?
After all, Keith has the credit card, we're told, right?
Yes. I was like, yeah, he'll let him do the talking, do the representation, then I'll slip in at the last second. Oh, no, it's me. And maybe we'll work it that way. And we can name drop. We can say we know Tom Haines, right?
That will not get you far with Icon. I can guarantee you that.
That won't happen?
That's another long story for another time.
Okay. All right. Well, see, it's always something. But we'll come up with some scam. Because that is kind of a cool thing. I didn't know they had a flight school right here in Tampa. That's pretty impressive. I did see the little flyer at the airport that we flew into, Tampa Executive, and I was thinking that would be kind of nice to go do that. But you have to have a seaplane rating first before you can get in that plane, don't you?
No, they'll actually teach you with zero time, period. They'll teach you in that airplane, and so you'll end up with your seaplane rating and your land rating, both as a light sport pilot or sport pilot. With that aircraft.
And we can do that within the time frame that we're here for the AOPA fly-in, can't we? Like in like a 30-minute flight, we're done?
Perhaps it will take longer than that.
But slightly longer process. But
you are a protege, so I mean, it could happen, I suppose, with you, Greg.
Okay, all right. I like the way he thinks. He's thinking positive. Keith's looking at me like, yeah, you're wacko, all right.
Yeah, it's not happening with you. Ed, maybe, but not you.
Yeah, is that on your list, Ed?
Oh, absolutely. I saw one day a customer of ours has a position on one, and he can actually come over here and rent one, and brought it up and was giving a friend a ride. So I went out on the ramp a couple days ago and looked it over pretty closely. It looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, but it's only a two-seater, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we got to pick, you know, or take turns, I guess. But we can pull that off, maybe. Who knows? We'll see. That's one of the many things. You can come to one of these AOPA fly-ins, see something cool like that, and they may take you for a ride. That's pretty sweet. And I love the fact that this has grown so much since the last time we've been here. I mean, even when we went to the St. Simon's fly-in, it was fun to hang out for the day. But, I mean, man, this has really turned into a pretty big event. You could spend a lot of quality time with your fellow aviator enthusiasts,
right,
and have just some a great time.
Yeah, we actually are. It's now a two-day event. On Fridays, we have all-day workshops, four of them running. You can pick which one you want to go to, and we do charge for those. But they are great content with really professional people. And then on Saturday, it's all free events with about 25 seminars running. We got pancake breakfast and lunch. On Friday night is the Barnstormers party, and the exhibit hall opens and the bars open. We got a band, and so it's a nice party out on the ramp. So it's a good.
Yeah, we're going to check out the Friday night Barnstormer party and just hang out and stuff. Because the last time we came, we did the pancake breakfast, which is a huge hit with all the aviators, all the pancakes you can eat pretty much. And there's some food at this thing too, right?
Yeah, we got lots of great food at the events. And just because this is the last one of the year, don't forget we got four more planned for next year already on the schedule. So we're going to be in Missoula, Montana in mid-June. And then we're going to be in Santa Fe at mid-September, and then we go to Carbondale, Illinois in mid-October, and at the end of October, we are in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
So. Excellent. Well, check out AOPA.org for all the information so you can plan accordingly to be at one of these fly-ins next year. And we got more coming up from the Tampa fly-in next right here on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
They might tell you you're on a non-stop flight. Well, I don't think I care for that. No, I insist that my flight stop. Preferably at an airport. It's those sudden, unscheduled cornfield and housing development stops that seem to interrupt the flow of my day.
So fly with me. Yeah, fly with me. 30,000 in the skies, where you trying to be? I can take you to a place that is so exclusive. It's a view that only me, you, and the pilot see. As the clouds surround us and drown out all the troubles and sounds, touch down in the town. Open your eyes, be astounded by the sights all around. They are incredible. Itinerary printed out, baby. I'm way ahead of you.
Yes, this is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. We are your crew for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. And we are in Tampa with AOPA for their big fly-in this weekend. We are having a ball. I flew over here myself with these guys, with Ed and Keith, and I got them here in one piece. Whether we get back in one piece, it really won't matter to you because we'll finish the show before that happens, and then you'll have to tune in next week to find out if we made it. But we'll get into that a little bit more. Right now, I got the big cheese from AOPA. You thought it was Tom Haines And when I'm talking to him, he is. But now I really have the big cheese. Mark Baker is with us. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great. Great to have you guys out here this beautiful evening here in Tampa.
Yes. Now, I would imagine this is a pretty nice run for you, too, because you're somewhere up north where it's like cold and stuff now. Am I right?
Yeah. Frederick, Maryland is about to have kind of a nor'easter here coming up this weekend. And I much prefer 80 and sunny.
Yes, as we all do, even when we live here. This is nice weather for sure. Now, I know Tom flew in. Did you fly in or did you go commercial or what did you do?
No, I flew in. I flew my TBM down from Frederick down to Naples, had some meetings with some aviators yesterday, and then flew back up here to Tampa last night.
Right. And you're going to hang out for a couple of days and then fly back home, or you got a big plan to fly all around the country?
Since this is the last fly-in of the season, we've had a really great fly-in season as well as all the other events this year, great Oshkosh and all. I'm actually going to the Keys Sunday morning and hanging out for a couple of days. Down in the
fishing, park. Diving, what are you doing?
I'm going to be doing everything I can, hopefully diving, fishing, just boating, and sitting back and looking at the beautiful world. Although the Keys are a little bit more messed up, particularly in the Central Keys, and I wish they were right now. But I'll be working on the house down there, too.
Oh, you got to, okay. Well, there you go. Your house made it through okay, I would assume.
Well, it made it through okay, but there were, put it this way, some pretty, pretty fish in the pool and the hangar door. It was all kind of messed up.
All right, so the pool became an aquarium. You got to do a little filtering, pick up some limbs and stuff like that. But yeah, I've talked to a lot of my friends down there in the Keys. They're coming back full force, so it's good to hear that too. So hopefully that's you'll see some of that, and all the places will be open. You'll be ready to just kick back and relax. Not like this is work, or is it?
It's not work when you're doing something you love, and I love this this role at AOPA, and the things that are happening in general aviation right now feels really good.
Yes. Now, we got to talk about that, because there has been a ton of stuff going on. A couple topics we got to address, but first, which I know is the main issue that you've been dealing with that I know is close to your heart and you've been pushing it big time, is this whole privatization issue. So it looks like we've derailed it for the time being, but where is it right now?
Well, it's an everyday kind of thing. Chairman Schuster of the Transportation Group would really like to see House Bill 2997 get passed, get it on the floor, get voted on. So far, they don't have the votes, but it's because the aviators across America have spoken up to their congressmen. The representatives now know that they don't feel that this is really good for general aviation or rural America, or frankly, for the serves the public well. And the one word that continues to confuse people is calling it privatization, because many people, including some around AOPA, believe, yeah, smaller government could be a better government. But this is not about that. This is about really aligning our current resources with air traffic control, which works really well, and giving it to a 13-person board, which basically most of the seats will be controlled by the airlines.
Yeah, and that probably isn't going to play very well for us general aviators, I'm guessing. And look, I mean, the guy who's pushing this bill, I mean, have you considered just sending like Captain Sully over to his door and knocking on it and say, hey, you know who I am? They did a movie about me. You don't want to do this, because he's been out there in public pushing this this message as well, right?
Yeah, Sully has been wonderful. And actually, they know each other, because I've sat in several hearings where there's, asking about different things. So the message that Sullenberger has voluntarily done and got out and said, hey, he knows air traffic control, it works. He's used it professionally. He's in general aviation. And he's flown around the world like many of us have. There is no better system than this U.S. air traffic control, the biggest, most complex, and yet the safest system in the world by far. So let's not fix something that ain't broke.
There you go. We just don't want to take the chance of them screwing it up, which sometimes that has happened in the past. So, that's why the AOPA is out there for us, representing us aviators, to make sure they keep the skies open and flying for everyone, right?
It's right. And, with us and NBA and EA and others, we pulled all the groups together, almost 200 general aviation groups, and got them to sign on to the letter opposing this thing, then activated their membership, then got donations to run the Sully ad, if you will, or Sully messaging around the country. It has been wonderful to see this group of aviators come together and make those calls. 100,000-plus calls have been made to their congressmen, and that's why they don't have the votes.
Okay, so that's the only way to do it. It's not something where we can send somebody to that guy's house or, call up that guy particularly, hey, what's wrong? Why don't you like us? Come on, show us some love. Yeah, there's nothing we can do in that regard?
No, the reality is you got to make the phone call to your representative and say, this doesn't work for aviation. I voted for you or won't vote for you the next time because your vote does matter. And actually, the amazing part is they actually keep a score at every one of their offices about who's calling in for what and what are the hot issues. When you get this kind of level of calls, it matters.
Okay, so now you know what to do if you care, and you should. If you're a pilot, you want to represent that big time.
Okay, and I imagine a lot of our listeners have already done that, called in. But, is it enough, or do we need to keep calling?
That's a really good question. And that's what I worry about mostly, because this fatigue can set in. This battle continues through the rest of next year. Until Schuster is out of that role as a transportation chairman, he's going to continue to push this agenda. We don't believe whoever follows on will. And frankly, we'd really like to get together with the other groups and say, we'll solve the things that can be solved. But in the meantime, every time you've called, you got to call again. And you got to call again, because until that vote comes up, and I've met with a number of the 430 representatives, they remember the last guy they talked to, not the guy they talked to a month ago.
All right, so keep calling them, keep bugging them. You know, I'm usually from the idea that once I call them the first time, I'm usually blocked. You hear what I'm saying? But that may just be me. But so I should just keep calling them. Or we got to figure out something to do with the Schuster guy. Follow some of this new stuff. I'm not saying we take him out or anything. We're not going to do anything like that. But if you're in his district, you need to make sure he knows how you feel about him. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And I think, as aviators and people that really care about this aviation community, make sure your neighbors know about it. Go on ATC, not for sale. Go on the AOPA website. Download the what are we for? What are we against? So you can inform people that when think about this, because this is not on the top of mind of most of our congressmen. They're talking about tax reform right now, which is the number one thing, which I think is good. I think it'll take a lot of the air out of the room. But when it gets a chance to come back on the floor, which will probably be in March this winter, we need to be really heard loud. So don't give up. Keep pounding.
And just pay attention to AOPA. We'll try to keep you informed here at Just Plain Radio, too.
Yeah, I know one of the things that I've encouraged my staff to do, and I've done personally, I've put on my personal Facebook page as well, not just my company Facebook page, to reach out to my non-aviation friends and family and get them to say, oh, hey, wait a minute, maybe we need to pay attention to this, maybe we need to call too. And I think that's a good thing that we should encourage people to do.
Right. Your non-aviation friends, just you should tell them, look, if you do not support me in this, I might end up spending more time with you.
That's right.
Exactly. Scare tactics. That'll work. Hey, look, we got Mark Baker from AOPA. He's the Big Cheese, Big Kahuna Executive Director. You name it. He does it all. We got more with him next, right here on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me. I am sitting down with Mark Baker right now, the president, CEO. I think I almost got it right. Did I rhyme
it? Exactly right this time.
Okay, from AOPA. Don't ask me what AOPA stands for. No, I know. It's Aircraft Owners and Operators and stuff. What is it?
Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association.
That's what I said. You heard me, didn't you, Keith?
No.
Okay. So, the thing about these cool fly-ins, this is a relatively new thing AOPA has been pushing the last couple of years. We went a couple of years ago, one of the first ones, and I'm amazed how this has grown. But it's all about sharing the love of flying and introducing people to the love of this, to get them into this in the first place, right?
It's a great aviation community coming together. That's why I do these events regionally around the country, do four of them a year. So we can expose the aviation community that lives in that neighborhood to come out and learn from what's going on at AOPA, the seminars, but also bring young people out here and find out how cool it is to be part of the aviation community.
Yeah, I got to tell you, we've walked around already, and I'm surprised how much of an old fart I feel like. There's a lot of kids out here that are taking classes. The folks over at Icon have this plane, and all the guys over there are fairly young folks from my perspective. And I'm a young guy myself. You hear what I'm saying?
Can't tell by looking, but okay.
Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah, the whole idea that you can get an opportunity to come out to the airport, bring your kids, bring your grandkids, and see what's really going on out here and how much fun it can be to be an aviator and how accessible it is. These airports, flight schools are ready to take care of you.
Yeah, and a lot of people think it's too expensive. There's too much trouble to go into it. But when you go out here to an event like this and you see how much fun everybody is having, it really is about selling a fun activity, something you can do with your friends, your family, whatever. Come out and just say it could change your life, turn into your profession as well.
We certainly know that kids that get involved in aviation will never have enough money for drugs. It's a wonderful thing. So the idea of
that is the new Trump campaign for opiates or something. I don't know, something.
The point is that there's also never been a better opportunity to be part of our aviation career. Whether you want to go in the airline route or mechanic, there are careers in aviation like I've never seen in 40 years. You can make a very good living and become an aviator. But if you never go down that path, it's a great way to live.
Exactly. And Mark is an example of that. He flew into this event himself. Well, I'll let you get back to your work. I put air quotes around that. But we thank you for being on Just Plain Radio today.
Hey, thanks, guys, for coming out here.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I'm getting pretty good. Just trying to figure out these landings.
Increase altitude.
Increase altitude. It always says it. No, I'm trying to land.
Terrain alert.
I know
terrain
there's alert. Terrain. I'm trying terrain to land alert. On the terrain.
Terrain alert. Pull up.
I will
pull
not.
Up.
I am my
pull
own
up.
Person.
Pull up. Terrain alert. Pull up. Terrain alert.
Damn it.
Landing unsuccessful.
Yeah, I saw you, freaking dong!
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. We are at the Tampa Fly-In with AOPA. Now, they have a bunch of booths set up all across the airport here where we're hanging. And by the way, this airport is what, Keith or Ed?
It's Peter O'Knight.
Yeah, Peter O'Knight Airport in Tampa. Nice place, nice facility. We just checked out the FBO. It's pretty nice.
It's better known for the military landing C-130s.
Yes, and there's an inside joke in there somewhere that you'll have to Google, okay?
Sorry, it was a C-17, not a C-130.
Oh, a C-17, okay. So even we didn't direct you right. Would be the first time ever. All right, anyway, with all these exhibits, there's, vendors from all over the aviation world. There's planes. And, of course, there are drones. Now, I got Robert here from Drone Nerds, which is what exactly, Robert?
Drone Nerds, we are a small-time retailer, but we're also the largest distributor of drones to most local retailers that you'll find drones in. So we sell a lot of drones across the country.
Okay. So, when you say you're a small retailer, it doesn't sound like a small retailer. Well, it sounds like a pretty big retailer.
Well, as far as retail, we do have actual in-store retail locations. They're actually starting a franchise now. So that would be the smaller local aspect. But as far as distribution, we are the largest distributor of DJI drones in the United States.
Okay. So DJI is the biggest manufacturer of drones in the world right now. Everybody's going for these, and because why?
Well, I mean, they're the most well-known right now. They've got a really good reputation as far as moving forward. And when it comes to the tech, they're the leaders of the drone technology. They're on the Phantom 4 series, for example. So that's, 1, 2, 3, 4 models they've already gone through. They've got several different other models like the Spark, the Mavic, the Inspire. They got a lot of different lines, and it's come a long way since the first drones that didn't have GPS units in them like they do now.
Or cool names like that. That's pretty impressive.
Like Mavic. Some people call it Maverick. I said, you want to feel like a pilot, go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Yes, yeah, it's kind of a gateway drug to learning how to fly a real airplane, I think. Or it could end up being the way we end up flying planes in the future anyway, you think?
Sure, there's lots of application. I mean, if you're familiar with aircraft, you're going to be familiar with a lot of things that that will affect a drone in flight. But the drones that we sell, they're a lot easier than any aircraft you're ever going to get into because they fly themselves. They have autonomous features, as it were.
Yeah. So what do you just think? Go here and they do that now, or they're not quite that advanced, but they're getting there.
Well, let's just use, for example, the term tap to fly. You can get a GPS satellite imagery of the area you're going to fly in, and you can just tap with your finger and say go, and the aircraft will take off and fly all those points and do whatever it is you wanted to do along the way and come right back to you and land all on its own.
All right, so you just get on your iPhone and you just swipe around the way you want to go, and your drone will do that. That sounds kind of cool. And are you also doing those ones with the headsets where you visually see what the drone is flying over and all that kind of stuff in real time?
Yeah, sure. I mean, a lot of people in the drone racing industry, they use goggles, but even just for the casual fly around, we definitely have goggles that are available. You strap those on your head and feel like you're up in the sky with it.
Do you find that a lot of the aviators are picking up a drone because they just love it, if nothing else, just for the toy factor kind of thing, or what?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, first of all, they're easy to use, and they're fairly inexpensive when it comes to aerial photographer as opposed to some of the other options. So, I mean, it's welcoming to anyone from entry level to already having experience. You know, it's really for anybody, not just necessarily pilots, but I can see the appeal that pilots have because they like to be in the sky, and then maybe they can't always, but they can do this from their back porch. You know, and it's a lot less involving than bringing a whole aircraft out and taking off with it.
Now, I know you guys have a demo set up here at the AOPA fly-in in Tampa, and you're actually in kind of like a batting cage kind of contraption, a net. Is that for people like me that you put at the controls and say, yeah, give it a spin, and it's keep me from flying it into people, let alone planes and stuff like that? Is that what that's for, or what?
Well, our cage here is really for demo. Our pilot that we have doing the demo, he's a Part 107 licensed pilot. So, of course, he's very familiar with the aircraft. As far as a learning environment, I wouldn't say that's the case, because they're drones, they're aircraft, they're meant to be in high in the sky flying. So if you want to get your hands on a drone and you really want to learn, do it in the biggest open space you can be. You wouldn't want to be necessarily in our cage, because I would say the first person we put into just to give a test flight, they'd crash it.
Yes, and you don't want me to you're not going to let me do that, is what you're saying?
We don't have enough for everyone to go
yes,
through.
Okay. But you're selling them here too, I guess, aren't you? Or are you just letting people see what you have?
I mean, it's a little bit of both. We're always, as droners, we're always ready to give people information. If you call us, we're always ready to talk tech. But at the same time, yeah, we definitely have everything out here for sale. There's also a 10% discount for anything that we sell here at the show, just to help everybody make the decision a little easier.
Well, cool. All right. Well, I think it is a gateway drug to learning to fly, you know, these drones. And being that I'm, you know, a perpetual pilot in training, it might bridge the gap for me to help me get in a real plane and fly. That's my excuse for getting one. Well, to my wife. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, what I can say is that with the DJI products, they're all really familiar. So if you start with what you consider maybe you think is the easiest one, once you've learned how to use it, you can move all the way up onto the professional level of drones, and you're already going to have a grasp on how it works. It's pretty easy.
Okay, so you call them Greg-proof or idiot-proof or both?
I don't know about the word idiot, but we definitely call them Greg-proof, I'm
okay.
Pretty sure.
Ed?
I'd probably say no.
They're not Greg proof.
I don't think it's possible to Greg proof something.
Okay.
Have you flown them yet?
I've flown little mini drones. You just got to get plenty of extra blades, right? Isn't that the thing?
I was going to say, I've seen you fly the mini drone you got.
Yeah. Yeah, and I had to replace the blades twice. What's the big deal?
In regards to those mini drones, a lot of people's recommendation says get something small and learn with that. I promise you, those are a lot more difficult to fly.
See?
So if I
crash a mini drone, I'll have no problem crashing a bigger one.
Precisely.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Well, Robert from Drone Nerds, thank you so much. We got some people over here we got to talk to as well. Thank you so much, buddy.
No problem. Thanks for having me here.
So how are you going to afford all these toys, let alone an airplane or learning to fly? Actually, Keith knows this guy, right?
Well, I did. Come across Alex, I think it was about March or April of this year. Yeah, he stopped into our office, and so we've kind of built a relationship since then. He's from WeFly. They're providing finances for pilots to learn how to fly.
Okay, so Alex, are you like Keith's banker? Is that how this works, or what?
More or less. Keith specifically, not yet, but actually for a lot of his students. So people who come in, they want to learn how to fly. We help them gain that funding to pursue their dreams and hopefully get a career in the industry.
Okay, yeah, before I used to just use Keith's credit card, but if I want to, like, skip the middleman, I can go straight to you guys. And you guys are based where?
So you're basically saying you're going to use my credit card is what you're saying?
No. Well, your services, I think. I don't know. But you guys are down in Fort Lauderdale. Is that right?
Yeah, we're based down actually in Margate, Florida. So pretty much we have branches in Broward County and Miami-Dade County, but we have lending authority for the whole state of Florida. And yeah, we do aviation financing for all aspects of aviation. We do flight training loans, maintenance loans, aircraft loans, you name it, we'll find a way to do it.
So what makes it different different than like just trying to hook something up at your local bank or just throwing it on a credit card?
Right. Well, the main difference, if you go through a credit card, you're going to have a higher interest rate. You know, you're probably looking like 20-22% interest rate on those. So you're going to be paying a lot of money. With ours, you're starting, you know, at a much lower interest rate. Typically, it's below 10%. And the term is a lot more favorable than actually going through a credit card. And even a lot of the competitors, you know, our term is much more favorable than them.
So that's for flight training. And we're talking about financing a new plane maybe too, or what?
Yeah, we can definitely do that. The aircraft rates, those are even lower because, of course, it's a lower risk loan. But we're looking single-engine, multi-engine piston aircraft that we can finance. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun getting out there, getting to see these planes and people buy them. It's their dream when they purchase them. They're so happy. It's a wonderful experience.
All right, so you're here at the AOPA fly-in in Tampa. So people are coming up to you and saying, hey, we like this plane. We saw this new Icon thing down the way there. We want to pick up one of those. And they come talk to you, set up some kind of loan type of deal. Is that what works or what?
Yeah, pretty much. We do newer use, so if they see a new plane here today they like, we'll run an appraisal for them, get them an estimate on what we think it's worth, we can get them a quote. We have underwriting back at our main office that can help out with that. We're really looking into hopefully moving some aircraft here, and we've had a lot of interest from aircraft owners and prospects. So it's been a great showing at this AOPA event.
It's amazing how much different it is working with somebody who actually knows aviation instead of just your normal banker. It's different than doing a house loan or a car loan or anything else. There's some things that you can and you can't do in aviation. So it's been great working with Alex.
So Alex, they can check it out by going where?
Easiest way is you go to our website. It's www.wefloridafinancial.com/wefly. And that will get you right to our page. My cell phone number's on there. So if you want to call me up, ask me to use my credit card, you know, maybe I can talk to you. But
there you go. He'll cut you a deal. Now you know what to do. We got more coming up from Tampa and the AOPA fly-in next.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Divers fear the bends. However, what does decompression sickness feel like? I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share a few signs and symptoms next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Decompression sickness, or the bends, is a risk divers minimize with proper training. However, it can happen. Pain in the joints is the most common symptom. Numbness, headache, fatigue, motor weakness, nausea, or an unexplained skin rash can be a sign as well. If you or your buddy encounters any of those after a dive, get help now. Dive into DAN.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
For takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
$6 in my right nut says we're not landing in Chicago.
Just an earthbound, This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. All right, so we've been at the Tampa fly-in with AOPA, having a good time. Now, we have went back to the airplane. Now, we are getting ready to fly back to Orlando. We are at the plane that flew us over here, that actually, I took the controls and flew this thing. We got a Piper Archer, right, Ed?
That's correct.
So, I flew this, never flown a Piper before, but I did okay for a newbie.
Clay has a Piper.
Yeah, but I never flew his plane.
Oh, okay.
He was smart enough not to let me take the controls. Okay. He never did that.
You did very well for a newbie, and also one that hadn't done anything like this in a while.
Yes, I was able to, fly it to the point that it didn't fall out of the sky. So the bar was pretty low, and I achieved to stay just slightly above it.
As always, Greg, your bar is very low.
Yes. Well, I'm a diver, too, so, you know. All right. So what's going on is it's actually we're taping the show, of course, because the Tampa fly-in was last weekend. But it's nighttime. It's at the end of the show. The sun has set here in Florida, and they are walking around doing the pre-flight inspection here at the airport before we take off and do a night flight back to Orlando. And I don't know, what are you looking for, Ed?
Well, we're making sure, same as anything with the daylight pre-flight, that everything's functioning, flight controls, condition of the aircraft in general, the fuel quantity, oil quantity, quality of the fuel. And now, because it's night, we're going to check the lights.
We do need to have lights during a night flight. So, you know, I was talking to Tom during the commercial break, and I said, look, they let me fly the plane over. And, but, you know, when I go back, I'm just going to sit there and watch again. No, you're not. You're going to fly again.
That's right.
But it's nighttime. It's going to be worse.
No, it's not. You've flown at night before.
Well, he said, look, the plane flies the same at day as it does at night. So I guess we're going to find that out. But I was looking forward to actually, you know, looking at the view as opposed to focusing on flying the plane. But I may not be able to do that because they want me to fly the plane.
Strobe's the next one over.
Yeah, hit the strobes, make sure these lights are working. We're looking for a strobe to go. It was working earlier today when we checked it, I know that.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so he has to hit the right switch, I have a feeling. But this Piper Archer was actually very comfortable on our flight over here. I flew in the co-pilot seat. Ed was in the back, and then, you know, Keith was, well, he was in the right seat. So I was in the left seat. So I guess that makes me. I wasn't pilot in command. I was just a co-pilot. And I got a green light over here. Look, I look like an alien. Yeah. See, I'm kind of doing the pre-flight with them. Make sure all the lights work and all that kind of stuff. As you would do with any airplane, even more important, as you get ready to do a night flight. But I got to say, I've only done a couple night flights in my training before, and they were my favorite flights of all. So I'm very excited about this, Ed.
Good. I am too.
But will I be able to see anything, or will I have to focus on flying too much?
Do people see plenty of things?
Well, you can't see nothing at night. It's night, I guess.
You can see the light nights. The city lights.
Well, that's true. Yeah. The lights of the big city. Yeah, that's right. We can watch the parking lot on the way back to Orlando as we fly right over it. See, that's one of the beautiful things about flying an airplane like this. How do you like this Piper Archer, by the way?
Good little airplane. Nice little cruise speed, decent carrying capacity. It's been re-equipped with a glass cockpit and new navigation system, so it's a great little airplane. We've had it online maybe 3 months, and a lot of customers are getting checked out. It's mainly for rental purposes, so that's what left it kind of free to take today.
I gotcha. Yeah, I got to say the display unit was way more user-friendly than what I was training in before.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I didn't know how to use all the buttons necessarily, but I was like, wait a minute. Oh, it does this. Okay. So once you learn how to press this button, toggle this switch, and that kind of thing, it's pretty self-explanatory, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's about $85,000 investment in this airplane, but it was well worth it.
Yeah, so investment on top of a base price of what?
About $30,000-$35,000.
Okay. So it's about $100,000 thereabouts.
Yeah.
But you look at this airplane that we're flying, it looks brand spanking new, like it's been totally redone. Paint job looks pretty fresh to me.
Yeah.
And the interior is very comfortable. Seats are nice. I mean, this is kind of similar to, you know, Captain Clay's Saratoga, as far as, you know, it's much smaller, but as far as how it's equipped and how comfortable it is in the airplane, I thought it was pretty roomy for three big dudes.
Yeah, it was comfortable. My seat in the back on the way up, because you flew with Keith on the way up, was not as comfortable because I was sitting behind Keith and I had no leg room.
Okay, so this one on the way, well, you're going to be flying because you're night certified.
Yeah, I'm night current.
So he's going to sit in the back behind who?
Behind me, because I moved my seat way up.
Ah, okay. So we'll shove Keith in the back this time. And I don't know, how close were we to the weight capacity on this thing?
We're probably 50 pounds below the total capacity, so we've got plenty of room.
Yeah, okay. So it's a comfortable ride, capable carry capacity for three guys. And, you know, and it looks cool. That's all that matters, doesn't it? Isn't it?
That's right.
So on this night flight, what do you think we're going to see? Other than, are we going to see many stars? I'm looking up. I mean, it looks fairly clear. I mean, you got half a moon up there.
Yeah, it's going to be a clear night. You're going to get some stars. You're going to see high clouds with the city lights reflecting off of them. And like I say, you're going to see a lot of, you know, I-4 will stand out because there's just cars always on it. And it'll look like a trail of lights leading us to Orlando.
Yes. And as far as, well, it was slightly bumpy on the way over. Not too bad. But it should be calmer now, right?
Super smooth, probably coming back.
Very nice. I like it. And so we're going back to Orlando Executive. And then once we land, you're dropping off me and Keith, and you might have to fly again. Is that what's happening, or do we know yet?
No, don't know yet.
See, well, we don't know, but he has that potential to look forward to. He looks at his work. I look like at his bonus. But maybe that's just me as a newbie night flyer. All right, well, I think all that's left is that we got to go night flying. So here we go. You'll find out if we made it back to Orlando next week. Till then, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Let's go flying.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. Hi, Snoops.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.